الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. All praise is due to Allah. And may Allah send His peace and blessings upon His Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, his companions and all those who follow them on the righteous path. The khutbah today was about the water of Zamzam. You probably recognize. It made me wish that the water that I had was Zamzam. But this is just the regular water. The Shaykh began the khutbah by going into the history about Allahu A'lam, thousands of years ago, when Abraham alayhi salatu wasalam took his wife Hajar by the command of Allah, who had his son Ismail. Now you should know that all of the Jews, tayyib, came from Jacob, because Abraham had Jacob and Ishmael. So the only prophet, alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Remember what I told you? You only look at him for 1 second. Khalas. Don't worry about him, he will find a place to sit. This is important. The only prophet that came from Ishmael is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Jacob, everybody else came from Jacob. Jesus, Moses, and all the other prophets. David, Solomon came from the family tree of Jacob, which was the son of Abraham. His other son, Ishmael, there was only one prophet. Our prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tayyib, so you will know this as far as history is concerned. Waalaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Welcome, sir. What, you have 1 second. There you are. See, it's working. It's working. So, that prophet, Ishmael, who was a prophet also, was with his mother Hajar. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam took them to this wadi, valley, ghayra di zara'in, it had no vegetation. And he supplicated to Allah, said, "Oh Allah, I have left my family in a mountain, in a valley with no vegetation. In order for them, alaykum salam wa rahmatullah, oh Allah, in order for them to establish the salah. So make the hearts of the people lean towards this place and provide them with sustenance." Hajar, the mother of Ishmael, she ran out. While Abraham was walking away, she told him, "Did Allah command you to do this to us? You're going to bring us all the way from where we live and put us in the middle of nowhere with no food and water except the little that we have. Then you're going to walk and leave us alone?" But then she said something very wise. She said, "Did Allah command you to do so?" He said, "Yes." She said, "Then Allah will not waste us. Allah will not leave us alone." This was her iman, her faith. That Allah is controlling this universe. Even if it appears that there's no means of sustenance, because you're in a place where there's no sustenance, if you rely upon Allah, Allah will make the world change for your sustenance to come to you. So after she did the sa'i, well, this is the reason why people do sa'i when they do umrah and hajj or what have you, and they go between Safa wal Marwa. These were two mountains. Wa'alaikum salam, ahlan wa sahlan. 1 second. They go between Safa and Marwa. You go from the mountain, and now of course it became more, they have nice flooring and there's light, green light, where you know where you need to run, and it's all fancy. Before it was a little more rough. And she, may Allah be pleased with her, used to run back and forth trying to find someone. The bottom line of things is that because of her dependence upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jibreel alayhi salam, waalaikum salam wa rahmatullah, he did some action, I don't know whether it was kicking or otherwise, I don't remember, where under the feet of Ishmael, the fountain of Zamzam broke out. Hello? Hello? Aywa, mashallah. Ma'alis. Ba'dil hada, inshallah, we continue. So, the water of Zamzam came out. And this was something unexpected. Yani, you're in the middle of the desert, and there's absolutely no water, and all of a sudden, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows this fountain of water that remains till today. Without any, yani, it's amazing how the water comes from this place. This is because of her depending on Allah. And this is the lesson for us believers, to know that if you believe in Allah and you put your trust in Him, He will never leave you alone, unless His wisdom indicates otherwise. Sometimes the wisdom of Allah, which everything that He does is based on Him being the most wise, indicates that you don't get something that you think is good for you. Because Allah knows that it is actually not good for you. So He deprives one of us of something that we want, and we think that we are not getting what we deserve. In reality, we are getting just what we deserve, and it's a mercy from Allah that we don't have that thing. In her case, Allah decreed that that water comes. Now, the Prophet Muhammad said, may Allah have mercy on Hajar, on the mother of Ismail. When the water started coming out, she tried to contain it in order for her to maximize the benefit. Because of that, it became smaller than what it would have been. He said, had she left it alone, it would have been a fountain that remains. But it was decreased in size due to the action of the mother of Ismail, who was trying to take as much water, because she didn't know whether this water is going to be eternal and it's going to be forever, or is it just a little water Allah gave her, so she's trying to make the best out of it. Anyways, this place became what it became, and the Arabs came over there and they taught Ismail. And this is not from the Shaykh. And then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came from the progeny of Ismail. Waalaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Now we will deal with then the Shaykh went on to deal with the virtues of the water of Zamzam. There are many virtues for Zamzam water. First, the fact that the Prophet ﷺ said that before he went on the Isra wal Mi'raj, the ascending to the heavens, Jibreel alayhi salam came to Muhammad ﷺ and he opened his chest and he washed it with Zamzam water. Then he had a container of gold that was full of wisdom and iman, and he poured it into the chest of Muhammad ﷺ. Then he was taken up to the heavens. Because you will learn eventually, if you're a new Muslim, you don't know this information, that the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, he was taken up to the heavens and he seen what was in paradise, he seen what was in the fire, and he was taken to a high degree that no other man that we know of has ever reached that high, not even the angels. He got very close to the high above the heavens. This is among his miracles, alayhi salatu wasalam. You will learn this inshallah in the biography of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, somehow, somewhere among, with the other teachers. So this was the first virtue of Zamzam water. Second, that it is a source of healing for whomever seeks it for healing. And it is a source of food. It is said that, Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, he said that he went to Mecca and for 30 days he did not eat anything besides drink the water of Zamzam. And that was sufficient for him. He did not need to eat any food. When the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ told him, where were you for the 30 days? He said, in Mecca. He said, who was providing you with food? He said, wallahi, I was not eating anything except drinking from Zamzam water. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, verily, it is a blessed water. It is a blessed water. And it goes back to from the time of Abraham, this particular Zamzam water. It is the most expensive of water and the most honorable among the people, the most valued. It is if you want to honor a guest, and this is what the Sahaba used to do, if a guest would come and visit them, they would give him Zamzam water to drink. The Sahaba also used to use it as means of healing. Of course, when we depend on medicine as Muslims, it is permissible to take medicine. But medicine is not the cure. The cure is with Allah. Through the medicine, if Allah wants the medicine to work. If Allah wants the medicine not to work, the medicine is nothing but some worldly thing. It cannot benefit you or harm you except with the will of Allah. So even when you take Panadol and you have a headache or Advil, I don't know what kind of medicine you take, don't think that this is an independent cause of cure. This is Allah, if He wills, He will make it effective, and if Allah wills, you can take 10 boxes. Nothing will happen to you and you will still have a headache, because it is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Sahaba, when they used to use Zamzam water for healing, it didn't mean that they didn't depend on Allah, right? They depend on Allah that He will heal them through the Zamzam water. And Ibn al-Qayyim, one of the great scholars of Islam, said that during his time in Mecca, he became ill with the fever. He had a very high fever. So he would get some Zamzam water, he would recite Surah Al-Fatiha, which is a ruqya in Islam, which is mean of a remedy. He would recite it often on the Zamzam water, then he would drink it. And he said, by the will of Allah, I was healed. Then after I learned this, I started using it for many different reasons of diseases that I would encounter. So every time he would have a disease, he would use Zamzam water as a source of healing after the will of Allah. But this is among the things that it has. Also the Prophet ﷺ said, "Az-zamzam lima shuribat lah." The water of Zamzam is based on the reason why you drink it. Yani, you get the benefit based on your intention. So they said that some of the scholars used to actually use Zamzam water for the hereafter. Some of them would drink Zamzam with the intention that he does not want to be thirsty on the Day of Judgment. And others would drink Zamzam in order to increase their memory. Like they said, this, Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, one of the muhaddithin, one of the scholars of hadith who explained Sahih al-Bukhari, he said, "I used to drink water hoping that Allah will give me a memory as big as al-Dhahabi," which was the scholar who came before him, who was also one of the big al-Hafidh, those who memorized a lot. And al-Suyuti, another scholar, used to drink Zamzam in order to become like Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani. And others would drink Zamzam in order for intentions to be rectified. And others would drink Zamzam in order for Allah to give him tawfiq and the ability to do good deeds. So you could drink it for a worldly benefit, such as having a physical illness, you have some sort of disease. Before you drink Zamzam water, you have the intention in your heart. You don't have to say nothing out loud, that you are drinking this because you want Allah to heal you from the headache, or from the foot disease, or skin disease, or what have you. And you drink, depending on Allah. If we truly believe, because the shaitan will tell you, "Come on man, you're going to tell me there's all these medicine and x-rays and hospitals and everybody's going to leave, you're going to get healed with some water?" That's what the shaitan will try to play games with you. "You're going to tell me nobody was able to heal you there, this is going to heal you, some water or some black seed or some honey?" Be careful of the shaitan and his nonsense. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who heals. And Allah is the one who decides to heal you through water or honey, or through hospitalization. It could be a combination of both. It could be one without the other. The objective is that we depend on Allah. We put our trust in Allah. So the Zamzam has among these virtues, that it is honored among the people, it is high in value, and the Prophet ﷺ would bring it as a gift whenever he would go to people as well. As the Shaykh mentioned in the narrations, that it's also a valuable gift that you give to the people. Alhamdulillah, you live in close to Mecca, man. Many people in the world wish they could have access to Zamzam water. In America, they were selling this bottle that supposedly had Zamzam water in it. And everybody got all happy, and we were going to the market and buying it and so forth, thinking that we get a Zamzam. Anyway, some intelligent people made some tests and they found out that this water actually has nothing to do with Zamzam, rather it has some chemicals that are actually harmful. And the people use the religion of Allah as business. So they get any water from anywhere, they put it in the bottle, put Zamzam on the outside, they start selling it over there. We here, Alhamdulillah, actually you can go to Mecca and drink Zamzam. And the Prophet and indicated that it's the only water where you keep drinking. The principle as a Muslim, you do not eat too much, you do not drink too much. The Prophet peace be upon him said, the worst container the son of Adam fills is his stomach. There's many containers you fill, the worst one is your stomach. He said it's sufficient for the son of Adam a few bites, some fun sets, some whatever, to keep your back straight. If it is inevitable, yani if you really want to eat a lot today, there's a special occasion, you were invited, some brother has some chicken and rice and what have you, and you really feel like eating, if you reach this point, then let it be one third for food, one third for water or drink, and one third for air. So you're supposed to be able to breathe after you're done eating. If you can't breathe anymore, meaning you ate over the two thirds that you're supposed to eat. Now, an exception to this rule is Zamzam. The sunnah is you keep drinking. Because if you are taking it to quench your thirst, then Allah will quench your thirst. And if you're taking it as food, then it will be a source of food. And if you're taking it for healing, it will be a source of healing, and so forth, based on the hadith that Zamzam is based on what you intend. Based on what you intend in Zamzam water. So, we should take advantage of this situation. If we know brothers who go to Mecca, or if you yourself go to Mecca and you have the means to get a gallon. Also it was mentioned in the khutbah that Zamzam has a special thing that it doesn't go bad. And it was mentioned that some of the companions took it somewhere with them for 12 years. They left the water sitting for 12 years and it was the same. Nothing happened to it. Even water nowadays, it has an expiration date, by the way. The Zamzam doesn't play like that. It's a special kind of water. Even in recent times, some scientists tried to study it and they found that it's like nothing else. This water is free of magnesium and free of different things that are usually found in the regular bottled water, which is even better than the water you get from the faucet. Still, Zamzam is better than all of them. So alhamdulillah, let's take advantage of this. Try to get your hands on some Zamzam water. Have a gallon at home. Give it to your guests when they visit you. Drink it. Seeking the pleasure of Allah as an act of worship. Drink it, seeking healing if you are sick physically, or even diseases of the heart. Drink the water and ask Allah to purify your heart, to increase your iman, your faith, to make you a good da'iyah, a good person who invites your family members to Islam. Whatever, the hadith is general. Zamzam is based on what you intend. So this is a very big blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is among the signs of the truthfulness of this religion of Islam and the virtues in Islam, that this Zamzam water has been preserved, protected and available for us, and it never stops. It will never run out, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed that this will be the case. And this is our 15 minutes that we're supposed to have. You have 1 minute for question. Maybe there will be no answer, but at least you have 1 minute for the question. Yes, sir.
Have you done this testing for this Zamzam water, or this contents, chemicals, or
more? Wallahi, I have a book. I have a book that a brother gave me in the Masjid in Ramadan that has all the virtues of the Kaaba as a place, as it's the center of the earth. It was discovered that it's the center of the earth, besides Greenwich or whatever else they have claimed, and that the magnet or something along these lines, it appeals everything to it. That's why the people's hearts are always leaning towards Mecca. Nonetheless, and also a discussion about Zamzam water. In it, they've mentioned a lot of scientific things that I do not recall right now, but it's in Arabic. So maybe one day, inshallah, I'll bring it and I'll try to translate as much as I can from what they have mentioned about the virtues of the Zamzam water scientifically. Yani from the science perspective. Of course, as Islam, we submit to Allah. But it's good to have it backed up with some scientific proof for us to have extra knowledge when we're dealing with non-Muslims.
This Zamzam water, there are some places that where you can find it, or right in the, what you call, the Kaaba.
Wallah, I don't know the details of it, and I've personally never been there, but I know that brothers go over there and there's a special place underground where they actually go and get the water. As far as the exact location and stuff like that, I have no idea. You ask people of Saudi, they know.
Somewhere outside the Makkah. I read in the newspaper that they're taking advantage of this, selling it and
very possible.
Yeah.
Very possible. But the principle is husnul dhan, good assumption about the Muslim. Yani when you're dealing with a Muslim, you don't assume bad. You assume good, unless you have reasons that make you feel that this person might be cheating one way or another. Otherwise, if you buy the water thinking it is Zamzam, even if it is not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the virtues of it based on your intention. Because it's not your fault. And a person will get what he deserves on the Day of Judgment. So it's not the water, it's what Allah puts in the water. And Allah may put that in any water that He wishes to do so. But you try to go for the original, the most reliable source, yani. It doesn't mean you buy it from anybody in the street. But if it's difficult, then you do what you can. Okay. Barakallahu feekum. Alhamdulillah, salatu salam ala Rasulillah.